Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please help amp up what we do by sharing far and wide. We have a lot of ignorant people to wake up. Did you see the posting I did yesterday with we've met the enemy and he is us? The stupidity is stunning, and this is what the schools are doing to the kids. Unfortunately, a lot of people are drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to climate scam, as President Trump says. Hey, we have a sponsor. It's a great sponsor. We all know, at least most of us know, about the health benefits of taking olive oil. You're better on the inside, but the thing that people really like about it really makes you look more youthful. And Dr. Gundry really is a champion of this. And who's he? He's a heart renowned. He's a renowned heart surgeon. He's a nutritionist. He actually dropped 70 pounds. I think this is amazing. He's kept it off for over 20 years. Guy's really good at what he does. And you see him all over the net, and he has a huge following. And for a reason, what he's doing is working to help people. Now, he's concerned because although olive oil is good for you, there are some corporations that cut corners to save money. And you get a lesser product. He doesn't want to see that happen to him, but he wants good quality olive oil consumed by people so they can be the best version of themselves. Now, he's created a free video. All you have to do is go and watch it. Go to Get Olive One. That's the number one. GetOliveOne.com/Dave. Get Olive One. .com/Dave. Get started on being the youthful version of yourself. Well, one of the stories that I think it's appropriate to report on today is the labor, the economy, related issues. First of all, it's ironic we're doing the labor report. Massive layoff. You look at it, 100,000 here, 133,000 here, 155. They lie about the job numbers. And yes, there are some new jobs being created. Guess where they're going? Illegal aliens. How does that help America? It doesn't, because they're not about helping America. Foreclosures are increasing, and we're seeing the beginnings of the cracks of the housing crash. That's coming to areas like Phoenix. I see it. The Zillow reports. One clown actually dropped the price of his home by $1. Another guy, $5. Some pretty significant, 2,500, 5,000. The cracks are in the wall and they're widening. How about AI replacing jobs? So much for Labor Day. Should be Happy Robot Day, because this is what's coming. They don't need most of us. How long do you think they're going to feed us on universal basic income? I don't think very darn long. Also, Kamala Harris has an inspired confidence for working people because their corporations are going to be forced to cut back. Why? Well, the world, who was it? It was Davos that said this, the WHO and the UN. And they said, you need to raise minimum corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. That actually is in the Sustainable Developmental Goals applications now with the United Nations, all 17 of them. Now, 21 to 28, huge jump in taxes. Now, the UN is only asking member states to go to 21. Why would the Harris-Biden administration right now be saying 28? Oh, we're taking care of price gougers. Well, you're going to ca cause these corporations to cut back, and they're going to lay off workers. Yeah. This is a problem. Additionally, what's going to happen when the dollar collapses? Massive unemployment. Massive. This is why I'm telling you people, I could go on and on and on. It's not a happy Labor Day. It's truly not. We used to live in aspiring expectations. Now we just try to figure out how to try to keep the wolf from the door as long as possible. Can't pay the utilities, right? Groceries, the inflation's up 25, 30%. Now, here's what's interesting. The Fed, to try to win the election for Kamala, yeah, they're in cahoots. They're supposed to be managing the money, which I've never agreed with giving control to a private entity that makes money on money, our money, tax supported. But nonetheless, they're supposed to manage the money for the betterment of the currency. Instead, they're playing politics. Let's jack those rates up so we can keep America on life support a little longer. And now they're taking us off because the economic measures will look better temporarily, and this will help Kamala get elected. This is a problem, people. If you got a good paying job and you think it's secure, God bless you. Ask yourself if your job can be done by AI. That's it for the Common Sense Show. And I thank you very much for joining us. Make sure you check out our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. Sign up today. All we need is your email and join a group of 50,000 people that hear daily from all the work that we do. We'll see you back here next time.